Molly, let's start from the beginning. There's since been a new school board seated, but earlier this year, the previous school board signed a separation agreement with Walter Milton 15 months before his contract was up. Tell us what was behind that decision.
Well, it's still unclear the exact reasons each of the board members signed the separation agreement in February, with the exception of one board member, Judy Johnson. She did not sign it. They are under a confidentiality, I guess, clause within the agreement that some board members have chosen not to say anything at all regarding the agreement. A couple have said that they wanted the district to move on from, in their opinion, a kind of a troubled relationship between the superintendent and the board. But that's, like I said, that's not the opinion shared by all of the board members, because they haven't been able to talk about it, they've said.
And so tell us a little bit about how much it ended up costing the district for that agreement.
If he had not left early and not been paid the settlement agreement as part of the separation agreement, it would have been about $358,000 for him to just fill the remainder of his contract, the rest of the 15 months. But because they decided to part ways early, they paid him the settlement and some health care until he found a new job, and there were some legal costs associated with it. And also the costs to search for a new superintendent, and also the legal costs to handle two reviews by the Illinois Attorney General's office of the whole separation agreement course of events. And that all ended up costing, or it will be costing, the district about $435,000. And that also includes what will likely be a salary for a second interim superintendent, because the current one is a retired administrator, and under the law, he can't work past the end of this semester.
Tell us a little bit about Milton's temporary replacement, Robert Lemming, if you can.
Sure. He has been working in the district since 1983. And I believe he's in his mid-60s, and so he's been retired technically for a while, but he has come back to work in the district as a retired administrator, which under the law, retired administrators are allowed to work 100 days within a fiscal year. And so he first came back in November of 2012 to work as the district's human resources director, after the last HR director resigned. And then when this opportunity came up, the board decided to choose him as the interim superintendent. And he's paid about $650 a day, which is $100 less than the board had offered him. He said that he wanted to reduce his pay because there were so many cuts elsewhere in the district that he thought that was only fair. So for a superintendent salary, his salary is pretty, it's a lot less than most superintendents for a district of that size and demographics.
And so where does the search for a superintendent stand as of now?
Well, it sounds like they're about to start advertising in the national education publication Education Week, and also with a professional organization that school administrators belong to. I think they said that they're going to start advertising in August or September or October, right around when school starts.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS, and I'm joined by Molly Beck of the State Journal Register. She's the education reporter there, and we're talking about the search for a new superintendent for public schools in Springfield. And it was the case, right, that we've seen, sitting through the school board meetings, it was talked about whether or not to go with a national search firm versus conducting an internal search. Can you talk a little bit about some of the reasons some of the board members gave for ending up going with this national search firm?
From what I've observed, the board wanted to make sure they found the best candidate for the job. That's the number one reason that they have given for going with a national search. They also said that going with a search firm would be better cost-wise and manpower-wise than trying to do it themselves, because they would have to allocate one person just to handle the search who already has many other jobs in the district. And as board members, you know, they don't work in the district full time, so they felt this was a better way to go.
In your recent article, you also said you figured out how much that search is going to cost overall. Tell us mm-hmm. that figure.
So far, it was $21,000 to the search firm School Exec Connect initially, and that's to conduct the search. And also, it'll be another $3,000 in advertising that they're going to spend in the publications I mentioned earlier. So right now, it's about $24,000. That could go up.
So you touched on this earlier, but remind us, give us some context here. Overall, what is the cost of the search for a new superintendent for Springfield Public Schools looking to be?
Well, the transition, it's $435,000 to look for a new superintendent in the 15 months that former Superintendent Walter Milton will not be working. That's about $77,000 more than it would have been if he had just stayed until the end of his contract.
Any projections as to when the search may be completed based on what school board members are saying?
Everyone's pretty hopeful that by July of 2014, there will be a new superintendent working. At the last board meeting, there was a mention of it could take longer, but for the most part, that's what I've heard so far, July 2014.
And is this something that the public has seemed to be following as far as, you know, public feedback during these meetings? Have there been parents or teachers weighing in during these discussions?
It seems like it. I have not covered the district through a superintendent search, so I'm not sure what the normal is, so to speak. But there's generally quite a few people who come to the meetings when they're talking about finding a new superintendent, and they seem to be getting quite a bit of feedback.